This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. The first murder on earth. I welcome you to Noble Quran Stories. And today we go through the story of two brothers. What is the story of two brothers in a nutshell? Well, there were two brothers and each one of them made a sacrifice and offering to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It was accepted from one of them and it was rejected from the other. Well, the rejected brother, he was now full of envy and rage, and thus he eventually killed his own brother, subhanallah. Ya Abdallah, Ya Amatallah, who were these two brothers? Why were they doing an offering? What was the reason behind the killing? Which surah is this to be found in? Well, that's surah Ma'idah, verses number 27 to 31. So five verses, insha'Allah, and we will cover the entire story, bi-ithnillahi ta'ala. Allah mentions in the Noble Quran, وَاتْلُ عَلَيْهِمْ نَبَأَ بَنَيْ آدَمَ بِالْحَقِّ and mention to them, remind them with regards to these stories. Subhanallah, remind. And that indicates to us the importance of learning about the stories mentioned in the Noble Quran. And more especially, the stories of the Anbiya. لَقَدْ كَانَ فِي قَصَصِهِمْ عِبْرَةً that in their stories, they are ibrah, they are lessons for us to learn from, insha'Allah. وَاتْلُ عَلَيْهِمْ recite for them, make mention to them. To who? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam receives this revelation that he should make mention to who? To either the kuffar generally, or the ahl al-kitab, or maybe even specifically the Banu Israel. Remember, Surah Ma'idah is a Madani surah and one of the late Medina surahs. And so the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam was having a hard time with many of the Jewish tribes. And so it seems that make mention to the Banu Israel because many of them had transgressed the bounds. Many of them were guilty of zulm. And similarly, the story of these two brothers, we will see the theme of oppression. Also, we find that some tried to assassinate the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam out of their jealousy and their envy. They wanted to kill the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that's exactly what one of these brothers did. Because of his jealousy and rage, he eventually killed his brother. Subhanallah. Watlu alaihim. And so make mention to them, recite to them, the Banu Israel and others, Naba'a bani Adama bilhaq, the news, the information, the story about the two sons of Adam. Two sons of Adam. Either these were two immediate descendants, two immediate sons of Adam alayhi salam, and that's the opinion of majority of the Mufassirin. Most of the scholars of tafsir, that's their opinion. The two direct sons of Adam alayhi salam. Hassan al-Basri and others said, no. Rather, these two are not the direct sons of Adam, rather they are from the descendants of Adam alayhi salam. What were their names? Well, we don't find the names mentioned in the Noble Quran nor in the Sunnah of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We do find in the Israeliyat that one of them, his name was Qabil, as is known in the Bible as Cain, and the other was Habil, known as Abel in the Bible. So those were the names mentioned in the Israeliyat. Why does the Quran not mention the names, or the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam not inform us about the names? Because it's not important. The lesson is more important. The moral behind the story, that's the more important matter. Walhamdulillah. Also remember, Adam alayhi salam and Hawa, they were alive at this time. They are now on earth and they had sons, they had daughters. And so they are around, they are alive at this time. So make mention of the story of the two sons of Adam. Bilhaq, that which has the truth. That these stories here, they have morals, they have lessons, they are stories of the truth. Walhamdulillah. إِذْ قَرَّبَا قُرْبَانًا فَتُقُبِّلَ مِنْ أَحَدِهِمَا وَلَمْ يُتَقَبَّلْ مِنَ الْآخَرِ What is the story? إِذْ قَرَّبَا That both of them made an offering, a sacrifice, an offer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why did they make this offering or this sacrifice? One opinion is, we don't know. We don't really know. Nothing in the Quran or the Sunnah which tells us why. But they made an offering. The second opinion, drawing from the Israeliyat, that Hawa, when she would give birth, she would give birth to a son and a daughter. So she would have these twins, and she would have a son and a daughter. And then some years later, she would fall pregnant again. She would have a son and a daughter. There were the pairs that would come. And then a few years later, she has another son and a daughter. MashaAllah. And so she went through these pregnancies, plus minus 20 of them, every time a son and a daughter. Now, obviously, they are the only people on the face of this planet. And so what do they do with regards to marriages? How do they increase their progeny, etc.? What do they do? And so the story goes that from each pregnancy, there was a son and a daughter. And then from the next pregnancy, a son and the daughter. So they would get married. The son from this pregnancy would get married to the daughter from the second pregnancy, from the other, the opposites. And so they would marry like this. And so Qabil, his sister, she was supposed to get married to Habil. Qabil's sister was supposed to get married to Habil. But Qabil didn't want this. He felt that, no, my sister, she's much more beautiful. I don't want to marry her off to Habil. I want her for myself. Allahu musta'an, mushkila. And so he didn't agree to this matter. And so the story goes that supposedly Adam alayhi salam said to them, well, to figure out the way out of this matter, whoever's offering is accepted by Allah, then he will be the one who will get married to the sister of Qabil. That is an opinion given via the Israeliyat, etc. Wallahu ta'ala a'lam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. Others said, no, that really can't be the story, because how can Qabil get married to his own sister? Him getting married to a sister from the opposite pregnancy, no problem. But his own sister, that doesn't really work. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. Nonetheless, they had put forward a sacrifice and offering to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the test of sadaqah. This is the test of sadaqah. Our nafs, generally by default, does not want to give any sadaqah. I want to keep it for myself. Nafsi. Keep the money for myself. Keep the wealth for myself. That's why sadaqah is called sadaqah. Because you believe in the unseen transaction. If you give for the sake of Allah, you will get back much more in this world and in the hereafter, insha'Allah. And so, إِذْ قَرَّبَا قُرْبَانًا قُرْبَانًا. This was the offering or the sacrifice. That's why you find during the second Eid, many also call the sacrifice the animal we slaughter قُرْبَانِي, my sacrifice, my offering. And there were no poor people around at that time, so they couldn't give the sadaqah to the people. And so the story goes that each one of them stood there, they made this offering. One of them brought an animal that he had chosen to give to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as an offering. And the other brother, Qabil, he brought some of these agricultural products, some of these crops. And the story goes that even the crops were not of a good quality. And so he brought that. And the sign that it was accepted was that a fire would come down from the skies and consume that which was accepted. And it would leave the one which was rejected. And so Habil came with this nice fat sheep. And Qabil came with these poor quality crops. إِذْ قَرَّبَا قُرْبَانًا فَتُقُبِّلَ مِنْ أَحَدِهِمَا وَلَمْ يُتَقَبَّلْ مِنَ الْآخَرِ. It was accepted from one of them and not accepted from the other. Sign of acceptance, the fire came down and ate up the sheep of Habil. And as for Qabil's crops, they were untouched. Qabil is now not happy about this matter. Accepted from you, Habil, but not accepted from me. In front of our father and our mother and everybody can see that I've been rejected. Where's my recognition? You are making me look bad in front of the people, O Habil. So how does he respond? He says, قَالَ لَأَقْتُلَنَّكَ. I will kill you. Why? Because everyone can see it was accepted from you and rejected from me. You are getting the recognition, father and mother and our brothers, they all see, they all look up to you. And you are making me look bad in front of the people. Rather, Qabil should have said, oh my brother, it was accepted from you, teach me so I can correct myself. But obviously, he didn't do it for the sake of Allah. And now he's full of rage. He has the sense of inferiority. Habil responds, قَالَ إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. That indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts from those who have taqwa. You don't have taqwa, and so it was not accepted from you. Allahu musta'an. Ya Abdullah, ya Amat Allah, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, and narrated from Abu Darda also, that they would say, if I know that one good deed was accepted, it's worth more than the dunya and everything it contains. Why? Because innama yataqabbalu Allahu minal muttaqeen, that Allah accepts from those who have taqwa. Subhanallah. Ali radiallahu ta'ala an used to say that don't worry about doing so much of action, rather worry about the acceptance of your action. We want qabool, we want Allah's acceptance with regards to our action. Subhanallah. Allah continues in verse number 28, لَإِن بَسَطَّ إِلَيَّ يَدَكَ لِتَقْتُلَنِي. Habil, he said, that if you put forward your hand, O my brother Qabil, and you try to kill me, مَا أَنَا بِبَاسِطِي يَدِيَ إِلَيْكَ لِأَقْتُلَكَ. I will not put my hand forward in trying to kill you. Why? إِنِّي أَخَافُ اللَّهَ رَبَّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Because I fear Allah, the Rabb of the Alameen, the Lord of the world, subhanAllah. I won't fight you. I will not harm you. I will not threaten you, etc. And usually, when somebody threatens another, how do they respond? If you touch me, I will not kill you one time, I will kill you 10 times. Don't even try it. You put your hand on me and see what will happen to you, subhanAllah. That's how we generally respond. But look at how the son of Adam responded. How the good son of Adam responded. How Habil responded. You try to kill me, oh my brother, I'm not going to do the same to you. Allahu musta'an. Habil continues, إِنِّي أُرِيدُ أَن تَبُوءَ بِإِثْمِي وَإِثْمِكَ فَتَكُونَ مِنْ أَصْحَابِ النَّارِ وَذَلِكَ جَزَاءُ الظَّالِمِينَ. That I want you to take my sin, the sin of killing me, the sin of killing me, you must take that sin and all of your other sins, and then you will be from the people of the fire. You will be from Ashab An-Nar. وَذَلِكَ جَزَاءُ الظَّالِمِينَ. And that is the recompense of the ظَالِمِينَ, of the oppressors, of the tyrants, the ones who transgress the bounds. Allahu musta'an. Habil is saying to him that you're going to take the sin of all of this and you are going to end up in the hellfire. And we know the famous hadith of the Muflis, the one who comes on Yawmul Qiyamah with mountains and mountains of good deeds. But he swore this one, he spilled the blood of that one, etc. Then all of his good deeds are gone, and then the evil deeds of the victims are also put upon the perpetrator, and thus is the recompense of the oppressors. Allah continues in verse number 30. فطوعت له نفسه قتل أخيه فقتله فأصبح من الخاسرين. فطوعت, that his carnal soul overpowered him, that there was this taraddud within him, do I kill, do I not kill, do I harm him, do I not harm him, and so his carnal self prompted him to go forward and do the killing. فطوعت له نفسه قتل أخيه, it prompted him to go ahead and kill his brother. And the story goes that his brother Habil was asleep and Qabil took a rock and he threw it on top of the head of his brother, and thus he killed his brother. فَقَتَلَهُ فَأَصْبَحَ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. He killed him and then he became from amongst the losers. He was from amongst the losers. The crime of spilling blood. This was the first murder on earth. This was the first death on earth. Imagine his own brother, subhanAllah. And in fact, if one looks at the courthouses, you look at the court cases, the inheritance issues and the fighting and the issues and the problems, so many court cases, subhanAllah. Majority of these cases, are they between strangers? No, they are between family members, they are between brothers, Allahu musta'an. And the son of Adam, Qabil, he started a bad sunnah, an evil sunnah, as the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam states, that anyone who spills the blood of another unjustly, then the son of Adam, he gets a share of that sin. Why? Because he was the one who started this bad sunnah, this bad practice of spilling blood unjustly, Allahu musta'an. فَطَوَّعَتْ لَهُ نَفْسُهُ قَتْلَ أَخِيهِ. He took the rock and he killed his brother. فَأَصْبَحَ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. And he became from amongst the losers. He is a loser. He lost a brother and he lost more in this dunya and the hereafter. Then his brother's body is lying there. Dead body is lying there. Allah mentions, فَبَعَثَ اللَّهُ غُرَابًا يَبْحَثُ فِي الْأَرْضِ لِيُرِيَهُ كَيْفَ يُوَارِي سَوْءَةَ أَخِيهِ قَالَ يَا وَيْلَتَا أَعْجَزْتُ أَنْ أَكُونَ مِثْلَ هَذَا الْغُرَابِ فَأُوَارِيَ سَوْءَةَ أَخِيهِ فَأَصْبَحَ مِنَ النَّادِمِينَ. that this was the first time there was a death on earth, first time there was murder, killing, etc. And now he looks at the corpse of his brother. He doesn't know what to do. I mean, he's going to go back to his father. He's going to go back to Adam. Adam is a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What's he going to say to them? I mean, now he's full of regret. I shouldn't have done this. فَبَعَثَ اللَّهُ غُرَابًا يَبْحَثُ فِي الْأَرْضِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent a crow. The story in the Isra'iliyat goes that either there were two crows fighting one another, one killed the other, and after killing the other crow, it dug up the soil and it buried the dead crow. And so here Qabil, he saw that and he realized, I should learn from that. And thus he took his brother's body and he buried his body. So that's one version of the Isra'iliyat. The other version is that he saw a crow burying something and thus he took the idea from that. So either it was two crows fighting, one killed the other and buried, or he just saw a crow burying something. And Ibn al-Qayyim and others, they mention, why a crow? Why a ghurab? Ghurab. Because this brother has now fallen into ghurba. Ghurba. Something which is strange. You've become strange. You become a stranger. That this was your brother that you killed. In reality, you are not his brother. You are like a stranger. Allahu musta'an. يَبْحَثُ فِي الْأَرْضِ لِيُرِيَهُ كَيْفَ يُوَارِي سُوَأَتَ أَخِي It showed him the lesson of how to bury. And then he says to himself, يَا وَيْلَتَا أَعَجَزْتُ أَنْ أَكُونَ مِثْلَ هَذَا الْغُرَابِ Woe to me, halak to me, death to me, destruction to me. أَعَجَزْتُ أَنْ أَكُونَ مِثْلَ هَذَا الْغُرَابِ I can't even be like a crow like this and cover up the dead corpse of my brother. فَأَصْبَحَ مِنَ النَّادِمِينَ And he became one of the regretters. He was full of remorse and full of regret. Yes, he regretted killing his brother, but he did not make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He may be regretted because what's father gonna say? What's mother gonna say? I'm gonna be exposed. I killed my brother. Even my own sister might not want to get married to me now because I've killed Habil. Regretted because of that, but didn't turn to Allah and make tawbah. Allahu musta'an. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, this was the story of the two sons of Adam alayhi salam. This was the story of the first murder on earth. This was a story of jealousy, enmity and killing. Allahu musta'an. Some lessons we can derive from the story. Importance of learning from the stories of the noble Quran. Our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was ordered to make mention of these stories so that people can listen, people can learn, people can derive benefits from them. Number two, that when you give for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when you give in the path of Allah, then give that which is good. Don't give that which is poor and of low quality. If you have to, give it, but also give that which is good. Walhamdulillah. One of the mashayikh, he mentions that his granddaughter was taking out some food to give to the driver. And he noticed the plate. He said to her, no, change the plate. Give a better plate. Add a cup of water to it. Put a spoon and a fork there and then give it. And so she did so. Later on, she asked him, why did you ask me to add all of that? The grandfather said to her that when you were giving the food, this was us giving our charity from our wealth. And that's good enough, mashallah. But when we added the cup of water and the fork and the spoon and a better plate, then this was also charity from the heart. And that which leaves the heart will enter into the heart. But that which was just charity of the wealth will reach the stomach. This here, now that we've changed it and we've made it much more presentable, here now, the driver will feel that he is part of the family. The driver will feel that he is a human being. He will feel that he is somebody who is welcome like he's a guest. And so that which leaves the heart will enter into the heart. Walhamdulillah. We also see the test of sadaqah that Qabil, he failed in the test of sadaqah. He was a miser in reality. Allahu musta'an. We learn the evils of envy and jealousy. Look at this brother. He took the life of his brother, subhanallah, because of hasad. And that's why قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ at the end of that surah, مِنْ شَرِّ حَاسِدٍ إِذَا حَسَد We seek Allah's protection from the person who has hasad when they put their hasad into practice. We seek Allah's protection from hasad. Hasad consumes an individual until they are blinded and until they do actions which are irrational. Under normal circumstances, they would never do that. Allahu musta'an. We learn also the gravity of spilling blood unjustly. The first of the rights of the human beings would be the matter of blood. The first of the rights of Allah will be salah, judged on Yawmul Qiyamah. And the rights of man will be the matter of blood, Allahu Musta'an. We learn that even the children of the Anbiya, they can fall into error, fall into sin, fall into misguidance. Ibrahim alayhi salam's father was misguided. Nuh alayhi salam's son was misguided. Here Adam alayhi salam, one son takes the life of the other. Allahu Musta'an. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, we ask Allah to grant us righteous children. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep our children upon the right path. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide them and guide us. But there's absolutely no guarantee that the father is righteous, the son's going to be righteous. The son is righteous, the mother's going to be righteous. There's absolutely no guarantee. On Yawmul Qiyamah, each person will be alone. We ask Allah to save us from a scenario where يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِي وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِي وَصَاحِبَتِهِ وَبَنِي. When each person will run away from the other, the father running away from the children and the children running away from the parents. Allah Musta'an. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us and keep us blessed. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us an understanding of these stories. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us from hasad. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us from spilling unjust blood. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the best in this world and in the hereafter. Hayyakum Allah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.